June 2011. In 1627, John Donne, one of the great poets of our language, reflected on the miraculous in the everyday. "We experience the world around us," Donne observed, "as made up of mundane occurrences that we hardly notice, but which, if they were rare, would be accounted prodigies. Nay, the ordinary things in nature would be greater miracles than the extraordinary, which we admire most, if they were done but once." How many events of a June afternoon bear him out? The sky darkens, thunder sounds, rain arrives, passes. A rainbow appears in the east, a vast shimmering arch of light above the valley. We pause to enjoy it. We don't fail to notice it, but then we go on about our business. We've seen rainbows before. If that rainbow were the only rainbow, if it were done but once, we would be astonished. As the shower passes, a hummingbird returns to the delphiniums, hovering, feeding, zooming off, circling, zooming back, halting, poised on invisible wings. Its movements are so quick that they can be hard to follow, and its brilliant colors make it look like a high-speed gemstone. As with the rainbow, however, though we admire the hummingbird, we don't marvel. It's familiar. If, as Donne reminds us, this hummingbird were unique, we would behold it with wonder.